My guest at this time is Matt Kibbe. He is the president of FreedomWorks. You may know that FreedomWorks played one of the leading roles in the Tea Party movement that began shortly after the president was elected and certainly after the passage of the stimulus bill in early 2009. Of course, the IRS has now admitted to targeting conservative organizations, making them go through much more rigorous scrutiny and demanding much more sensitive information from them than from other political organizations filing for tax-exempt status. Matt is with me now to explain why he believes this scandal is far worse than Watergate and to provide a little bit of a personal perspective on how some of the donors of FreedomWorks were treated as a result of their political activism. And Matt, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, you say this is not even close, that you have a lot of people out there, Bob Woodward and others, saying, well, not sure this rises to the level of Watergate with the amount of executive abuse of power here. Why do you believe this is so much worse?
You know, it's a different story because Watergate was an example of abuse of power by a few very powerful people, including the chief executive and the specific targeting of a few political enemies. In this case, you have an institution-wide bias, a widely known understanding that the IRS was targeting people based on their politics and their political philosophy, and it was known for several years, and yet it continued. And so you have one of the most powerful agencies of the federal government as policy going after the citizens, the mom-and-pop community leaders that they weren't powerful. They weren't in a position to fight back. And it's a widely known thing amongst Tea Partiers for years, and now the rest of America is finding out about it.
What we've heard in congressional hearings over the past couple of weeks is that despite repeated inquiries from members of Congress, from organizations like yours and others, about this reported abuse, it didn't change. And from what we're hearing from these leaders at the IRS, they claim they didn't know about it, despite being personally notified of all these things. So what do you think is going on there?
Well, it strikes me that the story coming out of the White House and the trail back to the top of the executive branch continues to grow, and the story continues to change, and we still don't know who knew what, and that's part of what this investigation is all about. But everyone needs to understand that the path of authority is quite clear here. The IRS is part of the Treasury Department. The head of the Treasury Department reports directly to the President of the United States, and for the Obama White House or even the Treasury Department to claim that they knew nothing about that, either they're grossly incompetent or they're not being honest, and that's what we need to get to the bottom of.
Matt, FreedomWorks doesn't have the words Tea Party or Patriot in its title, but what scrutiny from the IRS did your organization go through, if any?
You know, I'm sure that we are constantly being watched by the IRS. I have no doubt about that. But, you know, our tax status was established long before there was a Tea Party, so we did not suffer the same sort of discrimination that all of these mom-and-pop organizations did.
But your donors are a different story, correct?
Yeah, I think it's and that is probably the bigger scandal when we work our way down the food chain, that individuals are being targeted, not just by the IRS, by various agencies of the federal government for their political beliefs, for who they've decided to give money to. And it gets to our First Amendment rights, and I do think that we need to understand that the difference, the institutional difference today, is that the most powerful institutions of the federal government now have the ability to go after citizens that they disagree with. And that's the definition of tyranny.
Do you think that this goal has already been achieved? Obviously, this scandal is coming out, and people may or may not be held accountable for it, but there could be conservatives out there saying, well, I believe in this very strongly, but I don't want to have to go through that. Do you feel like there's some of that going on, or do you think the fact that the IRS now is under the microscope is going to make people feel more comfortable to act and donate to however they are led to and within their convictions?
Yeah, I think transparency and truth is our weapon and our defense against this selective targeting. We've set up a website called irstarget.com, and we're getting all sorts of stories about groups that were targeted, but also individuals that it's too coincidental that they spoke up and then suddenly were the subject of an audit. Transparency helps in this decentralized world that we live in. And I think it is an opportunity for the citizens to take those rights back from the government.
You talked about those things that are way too coincidental to just be a coincidence. And obviously the investigation will try to determine how far this went up the food chain in the administration. How far do you think we're likely to get on that front? In other words, from what we know and the drips that have already happened, the changing narrative from Jay Carney on a day-to-day basis, the things we've learned to some extent in these committee hearings, what do you think we're getting a clearer picture of for sure at this point?
Well, I think the question is what's provable in a legal sense, and I think that's what Bob Woodward is getting at. Can we prove that the president knew? Is there a smoking gun? Is there an email or a voicemail? I'd be surprised to find that. I think this was broadcast right on the evening news when Obama questioned the rights and the motives of Tea Partiers and conservative donors that were out there fighting for what they believed in. That's why I think this scandal is bigger, because you had an agency-wide practice that was known by superiors. We know that now, and it was never stopped. It was never reported, and it certainly was known before the election, and yet we didn't find out about it till afterwards. And I think that clearly had an impact on what happened on last November.
How has all of this impacted FreedomWorks? Both you mentioned that you weren't a target of the tax-exempt investigations, but in terms of how your donors responded, in terms of how you've been able to focus on the mission over the last couple of years, how would you say that's been going?
What defines both our donors and our activists is a real love of country and a concern that if we continue down this path of bigger and bigger, more discretionary government, we're going to lose what's great about America. So they've always sort of stuck their necks on the line, and I'm seeing the energy and the righteous anger coming out of this fight is translating into more activity. Our social networks are literally exploding with activity, and I think it is an opportunity to recapture the narrative that was lost by Republicans in the 2012 elections.
Last question before we let you go, Matt. One of the things that's unique about at least these early congressional hearings on the IRS scandal is how bipartisan they've been, whether it's Benghazi or some other hearing that involves scrutiny of the administration, Fast and Furious, for example. There's a clear delineation of what party, what their focus is on each side of the aisle. But in this case, Republicans and Democrats seem to be throwing fastballs at the witnesses so far. Does that suggest that this has more legs than something else, in addition to the fact that most Americans can relate to this?
I think it does have legs, and one key indicator is when you see this bipartisan piling on in the committee hearings, and I think it's justified piling on, but there are a number of Democrats that are anxious that the Obama administration has fulfilled the dire predictions of a lot of activists. This is too much government, and now this government's about to take in control of your health care. They're scared to death that the American people are going to clean house because of it, and I think they might well do that.
We'll keep watching. Matt, thanks very much for your time, as always.
Okay, thank you.
Matt Kibbe is president at FreedomWorks. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.